Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Just say one.
Yeah.
God. I'm blessed and honored in Jesus' name to be before you on this day. Hallelujah. For once again, as we always say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. We want to thank God for each and every one of you that are allowing us into your home on today, on your phone on today, in the name of Jesus, on your computer on today. We thank God for those that are in South Korea, praise God, those that are in Illinois, those that are in Atlanta, Georgia, praise God. We thank God for those that are in Canada, those that are in Korea, once again. We thank God for those that are in Jamaica, our listeners, praise God, all around the world. Amen. We want to thank God for each and every one of you, letting you know that we love you with the love of God. And as we always say, without God, we can do nothing. But with God, by God, and for God, we can do all things through Christ, which gives us strength. Hallelujah. This is truly a great day to be alive. Amen. We truly thank God for once again with being committed and dedicated to bringing his word in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry of Friends, praise God, where we continue, praise God, Monday through Friday to come forth reading the word of God out of the King James Version of God's holy word. There's a lot of those thuses and thous and that translation, but we give it 100 on the translation and bringing it forth as we read the word of God. Amen. I truly am blessed and thank God as I like to share my blessings to each and every person listening to us on today. I don't take long in sharing my blessings on today, but I just acknowledge truly that God is good. And we have to take the time out of every day to say thank you, Lord, and give him some praise. Because he brought us this far. Nobody else did it. Nothing else did it. Only God. Everything that transpires in our life happens for a reason. And we understand, praise God, there's a reason for all things, as he acknowledges in his word, praise God. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the Bible says that there's a time and a season for everything under the heavens. Now, you see, there's a time to live, there's a time to die, there's a time to laugh, there's a time to cry, there's time for so many things to come together, there's a time to remain from coming together. Whatever time it is for you on today, we still must take that time to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We take that time on today as we do, is read the word, and that's what we're going to do on today. We still come every Sunday with the word of God, which we had a powerful message. Sunday we had, and Lady Diane is coming with the message on this weekend, Sunday coming up, first Sunday. Amen. We thank God once again for you chosen, David and Diane Ministry, and letting us to give you a word of encouragement on today. Pray, God. Before we go, let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, once again, Lord God, we pause for a moment to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your grace, for your mercy and your love. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to continue to be committed and dedicated to do what you called for us to do. We ask that you forgive us of our shortcomings and our defects of characters. We ask that you remove our problems and situations that keep us from pressing on. But we know that you have the answer. And we give the patience unto you, O God, as we thank you for allowing us to be here with you on today. We give you praise, honor, and glory for blessing our health, our family, and our homes. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, hallelujah. Once again, we come forth as we travel to the point of where we come to the book of Galatians. Amen. Galatians chapter 1. The book of Galatians. Chapters 1. Amen. Let us read Galatians, once again, chapter 1.
Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, by Jesus Christ, and God and Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me, unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you, and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Marvel that ye are soon removed from him that called you unto grace of Christ, unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we say before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you that ye have received, let him be accursed. Do I know? Now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please man? But if I yet please man, I should not be a servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how to behold measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, Arabia, and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But after of the gospel saw I none, Saint James, the Lord's brethren. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. Afterward, I came into the religions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preacheth the faith which once and thee glorified God in me. Galatians chapter 2. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and took Titus with
me also.
And he went up by revelation. I communicated unto them that gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run, or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised, and that because of false brethren, unawares, but in who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. To whom we gave peace by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you, but of those who seem to be somewhat whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me. God accept them. No man's person, but they who seem to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But punctualized, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, I the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter. For he then what? Effectually, and Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, and some was mighty in me toward the Gentiles, and when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, received the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we might go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him in the face, because he was to be blamed, for before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew to separate himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision, and other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. But when I saw that they walked no uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter, before them all, if they, being a Jew, liveth after the manner of Gentiles, I not as do the Jews, who compelleth thou the Gentiles to give as do the Jews, who are Jews by nature, are not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the work of the law. For the law, work of Christ, but not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. For if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also have found sinners. Is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself
a transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I fight with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not forsake the grace of God. And if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Galatians, oh, foolish Gentiles, who have bewitched you, that ye shall not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath seen evidently sent forth crucified among you. This only what I learn of you. Receive ye the spirit of the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith. Are ye so foolish, having begun in the spirit? Are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, I therefore that ministereth to you the spirit, and worketh miracles among you. Doeth he it by the work of the law, or by the hearing of the faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that ye which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, ye shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith. But the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of man, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disnailing us thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made, he saith not, on the seed as of many, but as of one, that thy seed which is Christ. This is, I see that the covenant that was confirmed before the God of Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul that it should make the promise of none effect. For it, if the inheritance be of the law, no more
promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore, when said the law, it was added because of transgressions till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of the mediator. Now the mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promise of God? There had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them to believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterward be redeemed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that, we are no more longer under the schoolmaster, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized unto Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and are heirs according to the promise. Galatians chapter 4. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from the servant, though he be Lord of all, but as under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father, even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. As your son, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Howbeit then, when ye we know not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that ye have known God, rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and burglary elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? Ye observe days and months and times and years. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as ye are. Ye have not injured me at all. Ye know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first, and my station which was in my flesh ye despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God,
even as Christ Jesus.
Where is then the blessedness ye speak of? For I, by ye record, that if it had been possible, ye would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. And I therefore become your enemy, because I tell you the truth, they jealously affect you, but not will. Yea, they would exclude you, that ye might affect them. But it is good daily, it's affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am with you, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. I desire to be present with you now, and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the Lord, ye do not hear the law. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one be a bondmaid, and the other be a free woman. Who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he who was free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which gendered the bondage, which is Hagar. For his Hagar is Mount Sinai and Arabia, and answer the Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free. Which is the mother of us all? For it is written, rejoice, thou man that bearest not, break forth and cry, though thou travailest not, for the desolate hath many more children than she which hath a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. As then he that was born either after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture, that upbringing and her son, father, son of the bondwoman, should not bear her. With the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Galatians chapter 5. Stand fast, Paul, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be crucified and circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of the righteousness of faith. Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor circumcision, uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you, that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion
cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise men mine. He that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased? I would they were even cut off which trouble you. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And this are contrary the one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, also walk in the Spirit. And let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Galatians chapter 5, and we'll pick up again on tomorrow for Galatians chapter 6, going towards the book of Revelation. Praise God. Once again, we thank you for joining us on today to continue to bring forth the word of God. Again on tomorrow, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Once again, God bless you. God bless you, Brother Eddie out there in Chicago. Amen. Sister V out in Compton, California. God bless you guys. Minister Andrew out of Los Angeles. Amen. You guys take care. God bless you. So do I. We come forth from David and Diane, your friends. Be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed.
Although they've said, never trap you, I want you to know.